something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, my grown stepson has to go. All right. Pretty self-explanatory, right? We'll get into it, though, in a little while. But right now, it is time for Junior and for the nephew. And he's got today's prank phone call. Junior, what's on the menu?
Here it is today. Nephew left it for us. Some people always ask this question. Guess who moving next door? Who? Just guess. You already know. Guess who moving next door? Let's run it, Cat.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Mr. Is it Dolan?
Dolan?
Dolan, Dolan. Mr. Dolan?
Yes, sir.
How you doing? My name is Clifford.
Yeah, what can I do for you, Mr.
You live at Cheshire Drive?
Why do you want to know that?
Well, actually, I'm at 1623. I actually bought the house that was for sale next door to you.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations. But how did you get my number?
Actually, the realtor told me that he had your number because I said I wanted to reach out to the neighbors next door, and he told me that Mr. Dolan was actually the person next door, and he didn't think you would mind me actually getting the number.
Okay. Well, I'll talk with the realtor later. But what can I do for you, sir?
Well, what I wanted to know is, do you have any problems like living next door to black people?
I'm sorry, what did you just ask me?
I mean, like I said, I just bought the place next door, and I wanted to know, do you have any problems, you know, living next door to black people?
No, sir. I have no problem. I'm assuming you're a black man, and I have no problem with that. I judge people by their actions, not their color.
Okay. Now, do you have any black people experience?
Well, yeah, I've worked with, gone to school with, have several friends of many different ethnicities. How is this relative?
Well, you know, like I say, I'm gonna be living next to you, and I'm just making sure that, you know, you and I can coincide coexist on the same block and not really have a problem with one another, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, do you have a problem with white people?
No. I don't have a problem with white people. I'm cool. I'm just trying to make sure, you know, I mean, because me and you already have a bit of a problem already, you know.
Oh, so, we do.
Yeah, we have a problem. I'm
bothering me while I'm at work. What's your problem?
Okay, well, my problem is this, is that, you know, after purchasing the property, I went downtown to the city and actually looked at, you know, the layout of this entire property. And when I look at it, you're actually 25, close to 30 feet over the property line.
Well, no, you're looking at the wrong map.
No. The fence that separates my backyard from your backyard, you are 30 feet over that.
That's impossible. No.
Listen, and I know this. Now, let me. I'm going to tell you how I looked at. You got a jacuzzi in your backyard, right?
Oh, so you've been spying on me?
No, I haven't been spying on you, sir. I'm just telling you. Close to that, not far from that fence line, don't you have a jacuzzi there?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do, yes.
Okay. Now, the pool is okay, but if I push that fence line back 30 and actually get the property that I'm supposed to have, I pretty much own your jacuzzi, your hot tub.
I see. Okay. Let me tell you something. I've been in that house for 10 years. We put that fence up when we moved in, and it was based on the property line that was set when 10 years ago. I don't know what you're looking at, but my fence is not moving, my jacuzzi's not moving, and there's no changing that.
Okay. Well, let me. I'm glad you voiced what you wanted to voice. Now you hear old Clifford out. Let me tell you something. Either we gonna take the fence line and move it where it's supposed to be, or we gonna put a gate between our 2 yards, and I'm gonna be able to come and get in this jacuzzi and pool whenever I want to.
All right, let's talk about this. First of all, there's not gonna be any gate, okay? And as far as you just coming over and getting in the jacuzzi at will, I got a real problem with that. You've called me at work.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm on the job, and I'm having to listen to this on a future neighbor who's making weird claims about how he owns part of my land. That
I own the jacuzzi, sir.
No, you did not pay for that jacuzzi. You did not pay for that fence. You just showed up making you call me at work and then hand me some story with no evidence. I'll go down to City Hall and look at those papers myself, because I don't trust a word you're saying. I've been there for 10 years. I've had 10 other neighbors in that backyard. Y'all cycle through once a year, I swear, and I've never had any problems with them until you come along. This is some...
Okay, well, I tell you what. Here's something you need to understand. You got a new black neighbor, and you got a new black neighbor that owns your jacuzzi because you're over the fence line, all right? And as soon as I move in, I'm coming and I'm getting in my jacuzzi.
You will, man. You know what I mean? Just go. Move into that.
I'm going to use the jacuzzi on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You get it on Tuesday, Thursday, and the weekend. That's it. Because part of this damn jacuzzi belongs to me. The jacuzzi is owned by a black man and a white man, and we're going to get along. Bottom line.
Look here. Well, listen here, you. Who are you to dictate what days I get to use my jacuzzi?
Because it's not
coming over to my jacuzzi.
It's not just your jacuzzi. It's our jacuzzi because you built it. That's the only thing that makes it yours. It being on my part of the property helps make it mine. So therefore, we're going to share this damn jacuzzi and we're going to try to get
your in my jacuzzi. I'm tossing your across the fence.
I will be there Mondays, Wednesdays, and
you ain't going to be. I'll be standing at my jacuzzi with a shotgun. You take one step over to my property line. I swear, if I could jump through this phone, I'd wring your neck.
You know who's going to be in there with me?
Who the going to be in there?
I'm going to have Cunningham in the damn jacuzzi.
Who?
Cunningham.
My coworker?
What the? Hey, man, this is Nephew Tommy, man. Your boy Cunningham got me to prank phone call you. This
payback's a...
We got you, man. We got you.
You got me good.
Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Radio Show.
Wow.
All right.
I know.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Never play too much. He plays
way too much. He just be throwing them out here. And he's right. still...
He's still walking around with no injuries. I just don't understand that. Just don't see
Scott
how
Free.
You just,
he's the king announcing of pranks.
Where you're going to be. Yeah. Well, you know, it is Sickle Cell Awareness Month. So tonight, I do have a town hall tonight. I will be discussing with people about living with sickle cell. We're doing it. You can go to cureshope.org/town hall to register. Want to see everybody in there. We're going to start taking a change to this thing, man. I've done something. I've 10X my mission. That's what I did, huh? I 10X'd it. I'm going to start creating a lifestyle for people with sickle cell, man. I'm 10X'ing the game. That's what I'm going to do. So it starts tonight with the town hall. I'll be doing this
once
a month.
When you say 10X, what does that mean?
Me just have a bigger vision, huh? Just growing it 10 times bigger.
10 times.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, man. That's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing these town halls once a month.
Junior?
Mm-hmm.
I know, excuse me for interrupting. I know you're going to talk about sickle cell, and that's a great cause. Will you take any questions on your new marriage? Because you know people want to know.
Well, if it's going to talk about me going into a crisis on the marriage, then that's about it.
Well, his spokesperson just said no.
Now,
were you speaking for him?
No. Your mentor, no. You're not taking any questions on your marriage because you don't know what the hell you're talking about right now.
Yeah. I can't take none. I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, you're right. I had a problem with the 15.
Congratulations, Junior, on your town hall tonight.
Yes,
all right,
tonight.
Coming up next, it is a strawberry letter, and the subject is my grown stepson has to go. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.